Kevin, I suppose, first of all, proud daddy night, but more importantly, a game that looked beyond you for so, so long, and that, and two late goals. Credit to the players, they just didn't give up.
Yeah, generally, don't know where the last 15, 12, well, you do know where it came out, because the subs all were involved on everything, Aaron, Oren, Shawnee, and probably the brightest note for me, even when we were 2-0 down, was young Dara coming back. I thought the first half there was obviously nothing in the game. I thought we shaded it in the first half without just creating that wee bit of quality in the final end of the pitch. And it's just been a problem of ours. When we do get into good areas in the top end of the pitch, we actually look like conceding more than scoring.
Yeah.
Because we just get caught in the counter every time, and that's something that we really, really need to address now and in the next window, and it's something that we're keen to address, because when you get on top in certain periods of game, you have to just punish teams, and I'm just really disappointed with the first goal more so than anything. Last week we 100% deserved to lose the game. We just truly were just a far better side tonight. I would have been probably more disappointed in losing the game, because I knew it just took somebody to go and grab the game by the scruff of the neck, and unfortunately it was Longford who grabbed the game and whatever that first 10-15 minutes of the second half, and they deserved to be 2-0, and only for Lorenzo and Joel's clearance off the line could have been 3-0 down.
Yeah.
So yeah, you take your point when you're 2-0 down with 15 minutes to go, you take your point, but for us as a club, we're delighted to see Dara back, and you can see that bit of spark that he gave us when he came on. Aaron, and we were down so many bodies tonight as well.
Yeah.
There were so many changes to the starting 11, and we just didn't know. Every night we went to training, there was somebody different pulling up with something. So it was only until late last night that we had to pick a team. So those things don't help when you can't work on things. But yeah, delighted to get the point. But again, yeah, we were really, really hoping for 3, and that would have represented a really, really good return of points out of 4
yeah.
games. You ended up with 9 out of 12, because we know next week's going to be very difficult going to Cork. So, disappointed to drop 2 points at home, but 3 games in a row at home. Ideally, we were aiming for 3 out of 3, but not to be. As you can see, even if you're just off it slightly, teams will punish you, and that's what happened.
Okay, and Oren getting his first senior goal. A goal out of nothing, really, but it came when Dara was actually up from right back. He was involved in the battle for possession in there when that ball was delivered in, and it was one that kind of he blocked it down, and it just ricocheted into the net.
I genuinely didn't even see what happened. There was that many bodies in there. Yeah, delighted for Oren. He's worked hard. He's learned his trade. It's a tough trade to learn. He's just turned 16 there a few weeks back. It's a tough trade, the League Ireland First Division, and you can see like if you'd have seen one of the centre halves last week, like Oren wouldn't have reached the top of his shoulder, like he's, and that's the kind of thing that he has to deal with. It's that physicality, and there's going to be bad days, and there's going to be days he's going to maybe even Cork next week. He mightn't get a minute. That's all part of his learning, but it's all good for him. There's a good bunch of boys in the change room to keep him going, but that'll do him no harm at all, getting his first goal.
Right, and just finally, Cork next weekend, as you say, you were down a lot of men tonight, Kevin, between players not being available. There was a suspension too, I think, for Josh. How are you going to be fixed next weekend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
can you call me back on Wednesday? Yeah. Wednesday. We'll call into the show on Wednesday and give you an update, but yeah, we don't know. It seems to be the way when you're part time, and it's nearly after all the time, you can nearly predict it. We try to do as much as we can as a staff. They give people certain days off, recovery stuff. No matter what we seem to do, we always just seem to end up with 3 or 4 people out after a 3-game week. And we've tried everything at this stage, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the traveling we do, maybe it's because we're part-time. I don't know, but we are trying hard to try and keep everybody fit, but it just hasn't happened for us to date, you know, and you can see it does cost you when you're down so many bodies.
Well, at least there's a break after next weekend, Kevin. I know, good result tonight. Well done.
Thank you.